On Friday, by a vote of 230 to 189, Republicans in the House of Representatives passed and sent to the Senate a measure that would make continued funding of the government contingent on defunding Obamacare. Congressman Rob Andrews, a Democrat of New Jersey, warns the damaging impact of sequestration is looming larger than ever.
There's not a soul who thinks that the bill that passed has any chance of becoming law. Not Ted Cruz, not John Boehner, not Eric Cantor, no one. Everyone understands this was just an exercise in futility.
Also on Friday, liberal advocacy group Americans United for Change held what was touted as an emergency press call that chided several leaders, including Hudson Valley Congressman Chris Gibson, branding them Tea Party Republicans bent on holding government services hostage until Obamacare is defunded. Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland.
They're saying that if Plan A to shut down Obamacare doesn't succeed, they're going to move to Plan B. Plan B is to threaten the full faith and credit of the United States, to say that they will not allow the United States to pay its bills on time.
Andrews is perplexed by the Republicans' steadfast position.
This is like the movie Fatal Attraction. This is an obsession. And if it were simply an obsession that were ruining the Republican Party, so be it. Although I don't understand how so-called moderate Republicans can let that happen. But this threatens to ruin the U.S. economy. It threatens to put people out of work.
Gibson, meanwhile, muses Andrews and Van Hollen are playing politics.
What they were doing in that phone conversation had literally nothing to do with resolving the matter, because if they did, they would have been targeting members who are dug in and entrenched. They wouldn't have been looking to the more thoughtful people that are making a difference down there.
The Democrat-controlled Senate is expected to strike the Obamacare provision and send the funding bill back to the House. Gibson is advocating for an agreement in which Obamacare would be delayed.
And then we lift the sequester and link them together going forward. I think this will be a way to certainly work on the issues that are clearly been identified with the ACA. If both sides are willing to compromise, I think we can get an agreement that's good for the American people.
The continuing resolution currently funding the U.S. government expires on Monday, September 30. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.